WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Strictly speaking, it's a fashion faux pas to wear white before Memorial Day. It may also be a critical faux pas to announce one's pick for must-read literary novel of the summer before then. But a book critic, Maureen Carrigan, has thrown caution to the wind and nominated Christopher Tillman's first novel, Mason's Retreat. Here's a review.
I guess it's inevitable that when faced with a brilliant first novel, we reviewers will flatteringly compare it to the work of other, more established writers. But the advance blurbs on the book jacket of Christopher Tillman's first novel, Mason's Retreat, are so hyper-fulsome. They make Tillman sound like some kind of Frankenstein's monster stitched together from the body parts of great American male writers. He's a little of, quote, John Cheever, William Maxwell, Wright Morris, William Styron, Eugene O'Neill, William Faulkner, and F. Scott Fitzgerald. To add to the confusion, I have one more name for the donor list, Henry James. All the while I was reading Mason's Retreat, I felt the clammy aura of the turn of the screw in the room. Not that Tillman's novel is, strictly speaking, a ghost story, but a Jamesian atmosphere is created here by the setting, a great Victorian wreck of a house, combined with the presence of a creepy wise child who baffles the surrounding adults. And like James, Tillman treats his readers to the exquisite discomfort of watching a tragedy we can't quite characterize slowly unfold in suspended time. Mason's Retreat opens in 1936 on the ocean liner Normandy that's carrying Edward Mason, his wife Edith, and their two sons, Sebastian and Simon, back to the U.S. For the past decade or so, Edward and his family have been living as expatriates in England, where his money and self-respect have dwindled away. As Edith says about her husband, "For years, Edward charmed the room with his extravagant speech and manner. Everyone loved him. Then it was as if the Depression had thrown a switch, and everyone wanted something quite different. He became stunningly unfashionable in a world run by those who had plodded along a narrower path." Edward's plan for salvaging what's left of his fortune calls for relocating his family to a remote estate he's inherited on Maryland's eastern shore. When the family arrives, they find a spooky handyman special, a candlelit, unheated mansion filled with hulking furniture, ripped Chinese wallpaper, and cast-off snakeskins among the shattered crystal. They also become acquainted with the tortuous etiquette governing relationships between the races, since Mason's Retreat is tended by black help. It's the Mason's secretive older son, 14-year-old Sebastian, who flourishes in the weird atmosphere of this Chesapeake Bay gory mansion. When Edward returns to England to oversee a failing factory he owns that rumors of war have resuscitated, Sebastian gleefully takes his father's place. Throughout the following year, Sebastian learns to love the land, Edith falls for a gentleman sailor, and young Simon pines for his father. Then Edward, who Tillman parallels to Neville Chamberlain rushing to Germany in 1939 to make a last-ditch effort at appeasement, abruptly returns to Mason's Retreat to reclaim his family and take them back to England. For Sebastian, however, peaceable surrender to his father's wishes is out of the question. I don't have time to rhapsodize over the multitude of descriptive passages in this novel that have lodged in my mind. Peaks of tidal ice in winter, striated with seaweed. The Masons sitting down to dinner as the dining room ceiling sags above their unprotected heads. Nor is there time to do justice to Tillman's delicate psychological portraits of Edith and Sebastian. Just be assured that, like James's classic novella, Mason's Retreat will be haunting readers for years to come.
Maureen Carrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Christopher Tillman's first novel, Mason's Retreat.